And on today's Windy City Career Cast, he's back. That's right. Well, he's not officially back, but via Skype from Boston, Mitchell Fain on the Career Cast with me today. He's totally in love with Boston, sitting outside in a cafe, chatting with us about his adventures on the Norwegian Cruise Line. That's right. And we talk about the Tony Awards and Bea Arthur because we haven't been able to catch up with Mitchell, plus about gay marriage. It's all anyone wants to talk about. And so, Stephen Rader, if you're listening, Mitchell will marry you if you just meet him in Boston. I want to make that happen, just like Ellen wants to be on the cover of O.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Mitchell Fain.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLDT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 303. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Mitchell Fain.
You are Mitchell Fain. Woohoo!
Hi, lady. I miss
Mitchell,
you.
Back on the Queer Cast.
I'm so back. I'm so back, and I'm so far away.
You are. You're really not back. You're just back with us in the land of the podcasting world.
I love it. Amy, I'm sitting at a cafe outside on Newbury Street in Boston. And to anyone who knows Boston, they know what a glorious thing that is.
Describe it. Where are you?
I'm on this beautiful tree-lined street with shops and old brownstones and just these gorgeous old buildings and beautiful young people, and everybody's so attractive and slim and friendly, and it's 72 degrees and the sky is blue and there's a slight breeze. And there's wrought iron gates, and there's buildings with like crow's nests, and fabulous sort of rooftops that look like old ye olde New England. And it's the most beautiful. This is an ode to Boston. I'm just saying. Anybody who's never just come to Boston to visit, and it's got a really great queer community too. This is my ode. This is my commercial for Boston.
Aw, I want to be in Boston with you.
I want you to. I have to say, you would love it. One of these days, you and Kelly have to take a little vacay and just come stay at Copley Square at the Plaza Hotel and just hang out in Boston.
Can I tell you, I've only been to Boston twice, and one time I did stay at the Copley Plaza. And
of course you did.
I did.
Because I know my Amy.
Yeah,
I know my Amy.
It was back in like, I mean, I was like just barely a gay. And I had finished doing my first job in Pennsylvania, and my first girlfriend and I, she flew to Pennsylvania. I had driven there from Tennessee for the summer to work, and we drove to Boston and spent the night at the Copley. My bike was stolen in the Copley Plaza lobby as the guys
were taking it off.
Yeah, the Copley had to buy me a brand new bike. The like bell guy was rolling it into the lobby, and he leaned it against the wall. And he turned his head for like a second. I mean, because literally he came back out and He was out of breath. He had like gone in with one load of our luggage because I had a lot of luggage with me because I'd been there for the summer. And he was panting and he was like, I'm really sorry. He was like, somebody walked your bike out the back end of the plaza because you can enter the lobby from either end. And they were devastated. They had to buy me a bike.
Oh my God, that's so hilarious.
We had a great time there.
I was going to say, I'm raving about Boston, and your first experience is getting ripped off.
Well, that's what I said. In every major city, I usually got robbed. Like, the first or second time I went to New York, I got mugged in front of Trump Tower. I was, like, 15. Well, I don't know if it's mugged. Pickpocketed. I didn't get thrown against the wall.
By Donald Trump himself?
Yeah, probably by Donald Trump himself, honestly. That's probably what happened. But, yeah, then the first, literally, 10 minutes, I had landed in Venice Beach, California. Never been to L.A. or Southern California, you know, that whole Hollywood area. And I drove in at midnight and we were unpacking our car in Venice Beach, not the most beautiful, safe area. And somebody stole my book bag. It was hilarious. I just had like victim, you know, printed on my forehead and people just, that was my early 20s.
Oh,
so Chicago's so, the only city I had never been robbed in. So I stayed here. Knock on wood.
I think that's probably smart.
That's probably good. But I went to P-Town too.
How's the weather?
You know, it's gorgeous. I don't know if you can hear, but there's a leaf blower that just totally inconsiderately decided to blow leaves right now. But it's beautiful and it's green. And, you know, the risk of getting to play outdoor tennis happens every now and again right now. And I just want, you know, it's just been gorgeous. I attended the Wonka Ball the other night. And
oh, yeah. How was that?
Fantastic. You know, Windy City and Tracy Baim, who is the head of our company, received the Michael Leppin Award. And it was so nice. Like, our entire staff was there. Well, our entire core staff was there. And, you know, it's just so lovely to see people dressed up to the nines and for springtime, and especially all the queer youth were there. And
that's so awesome.
There was this one moment where Dita, who some people may know, performs at Spin, fabulous, tall, Beyonce-looking drag performer. And my cute little Patrick Andrews, who's teeny tiny little, I don't know, just adorable, cute, looks like something out of the Breakfast Club, who starred in Stupid Kids, whose little body is like Fred Astaire. They did a little Fred Astaire, Sid Charisse number that then erupted into literally... Somehow all of these people at the party, including most of the queer youth, had learned this dance. So there were like 60 people in the middle of the floor doing a dance that started out kind of in the tone of Sid and Fred and morphed into something very modern day and techno with like 50, 60 people on the floor doing this line dance that was hilarious powerful.
It's like that video on that YouTube video with the entire, like this like 100 people in Grand Central Station who burst into a dance. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't. You have to send me that.
Yeah, it's really great. A lot of people.
I want to put that on my Twitter.
How wonderful! And it was a success.
It was a big success, I think. You know, the company is in the black now, and I'm working on Reserve. So it's really amazing. That was the goal of the evening. So it's so exciting. That's so exciting. So tell me about. I want to hear, because I've teased everybody that really the whole show is going to be about you and catching up in your travels and your UN relations around the world. I should say we are going to have some news in this show as well. And the news just gets, I mean, really with the same sex marriage, it's becoming a copycat affair that everybody wants to do it now. And
listen, we're very hip right now.
We're very hip right now. We have some major momentum. The dominoes are falling down. The conservatives are freaking out. It's the end of times, they think. But we also...
Yeah, I know they do. They literally think it's the end times. They do. I think you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
I
they think totally think it's the end times.
Absolutely and truly believe that this means the end of the world as we know it.
Yes, they do.
Which is so crazy. Just relax. Let it happen. We're stupid fun people, and our weddings are really, really fun. Right? I mean, people just relax.
Yep.
Oh God, it makes me so crazy. There's so many. It's so funny because on the ship, right? Talking about ship life.
Yep.
When we were porting out of New Orleans for the first 2 months, it was mostly, and I hate to say this against your people, but Southerners, which means much more conservative.
Yep.
And I'm also going to say it, and I might get hate mail, but fat. It's amazing how much thinner people are in New England. I'm just saying it.
Yep.
And so the news channel that the ship plays is almost constantly Fox News.
Oh.
So that's all I've been getting. So I've been getting all the panicked response of this gay. And then we switched over just last week with our first Boston cruise, and now we watch CNN.
That's hilarious. Amazing
the difference. It's unbelievable the difference. It's like two different worlds they're reporting on.
That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Until you have that experience where you're deprived of anything but Fox, you don't understand.
Oh, no, I know. Well, you know, I go home and, yeah, it's like falling into a time
warp.
I'm
like,
really? Yeah.
But anyway, so anyway, I've been to, since I've seen you last, I've been to Guatemala, Costa Maya, Cozumel, Belize. Where else did we go? Oh, Curacao. Just gorgeous, gorgeous places. I'd say Guatemala, not my favorite. There's a level of poverty there that made me sort of uncomfortable because I felt bad most of the time,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
You get off the ship and there's like 20 little urchins, the most adorable, beautiful little kids who are just following you around. I mean, like, in my head, I'm like, aren't you supposed to be in school? I mean, I guess it's so American and, like, privileged to be like, where are your parents? Aren't you supposed to be in school?
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, oh, you poor babies, these beautiful, beautiful little kids. But Belize is unbelievable. There's lots of T-shirts that say that, by the way.
Belize is unbelievable?
Yeah, unbelievable, or Belize it or not, or all those jokes. It was awesome. We went snorkeling, and we went to beaches where you, like, sit on, like, swings right at the bar and drink booze as the waiters swim up to you in the pool. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, every place that you said sounds to me like a great place to really have cocktails and really have some sexy sex.
I have been having many, many cocktails and not that much sexy sex. I have to say I was much luckier in Europe.
Really?
I was much luckier in Europe, although, you know, I got some flirtations, but I've been quite chaste on this particular job, which I'm sure my bosses will be glad to hear. I've been quite chaste, but I've enjoyed it, and I have the most amazing cast. I'm sure people who have listened to the show before know that I'm working with the Second City.
Yep.
And so we do our comedy show on the ship. We do a scripted show of, like, archival material, and then on our last night of the cruise, we do an all-improvised show, which we just did the last night, actually, because we're back in Boston to get new passengers today. And it's so fun, and I work with the most remarkable people. I mean, they're so funny and smart, and I just crack up every time I go on stage. It's such a blast.
Where are most people from? Are most of them living from Chicago or from New York?
Two are in Chicago, one's from Detroit, another one's from L.A. So they're sort of all over. Like, there's an L.A. Second City and a Detroit Second City, and so they're from all over, but most of them have some roots in Chicago, so it's mostly Chicago group, and so we have that sense of humor, although it's so nice to be porting in Boston now, because now most of our passengers are New Englanders.
Mm.
So I get to pull up my Rhode Island, like last night during the improv set, I got to be somebody from Rhode Island, and I made all these, like, sort of jokes that my cast members didn't get, but everybody in the audience got.
Oh, how funny.
Like, jokes about the way people drive in Massachusetts and the way people talk in Rhode Island. So it was really fun.
Oh, wow. Now, are there other shows going on the boat, or are you...
Oh, there's always shows. There's a production cast, and they do two full shows, very glitzy, very glamour, great singers. And in fact, we're all hanging out here. We're all sitting at this outdoor cafe, just all hanging out on getting free Wi-Fi. Because, by the way, Boston has attention, Chicago. Boston has free Wi-Fi all over the city.
Wow.
Everywhere you go, you open your computer, and there's free freaking Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Take a hint, Chicago. So, of course, it's a smaller city, but. Anyway, so we're all here, the singers and the dancers, we're all wandering around, running to stores, because now we're in Bermuda. That's for the rest of the cruise. We go from Boston to Bermuda, which I'm not complaining. We get three overnight stays in Bermuda, and it's gorgeous. But it's so expensive, Amy.
Huh. Why is that?
I mean, literally, It's just because it's tourists and they know they can get it because it's the only game in town. I kid you not, I got a BLT the other day and a beer, and I never drink beer. I got a BLT and a beer, and it cost me $25.
Are you kidding?
For a BLT.
Girl.
So we figured out that the best thing to do is get off the ship, go to the beach, hang out, come back to the ship for lunch, eat free, go back out, hang out, come back to the ship for dinner, and then go out to the nightlife.
Yeah. That's amazing. How do they afford to live down there?
Because base pay, you know what I mean? The what do you call that?
The exchange?
Minimum wage.
Ah.
It's so much higher, right? So everything is higher.
Wow.
I know.
Maybe you need to get off the boat and, like, put your hat down on the corner of the sidewalk and make a week's pay or something. I don't know.
I know. I just stand there at the dock and tap dance or something.
Exactly. That
is
hilarious.
It's really beautiful. And here's the exciting thing. My sister's going to come visit.
Aww.
And my gorgeous, delightful, darling bisexual sister has not had a proper vacation in, like, 15 years because she works like a dog. She's very successful, and so she works like crazy, and she's so excited. She emails me every day about what she should wear. Is this a good color? Is there nightlife? Should I bring heels? It's hilarious. She's all about what her beach wear and her nighttime wear is going to be. It's genius.
I want to meet your sister. This is, like, you know, so sad that
I know.
It's like your sister and me cannot coexist in the same room or something.
It's just so weird. I think maybe it's a little bit like Psycho, where I really am my sister.
Yeah.
I just talk about it. I just put on a dress and pretend to be my sister.
Yeah, it's very Norman Bates.
It's very Norman Bates, right?
My sister
will not be happy to hear that.
You're what?
My sister will not be happy to hear that.
Oh, she exists. I'm sure she does.
There's trucks going by. Can I tell you what my plan is for today?
Tell me what your plan is for today. I'm sure it's better than mine, so...
It's the perfect gay day, all right? I got off the ship. I had a fabulous, fabulous breakfast at a little cafe. And now I'm going to shop my ass off. I mean, I'm standing and there's a Lucky Brand jeans store. There's a Zara. There's so many fabulous little shops and, like, secondhand shops and, like, vintage clothing stores. And just this street is so packed full of deliciousness. I'm so giddy. I'm literally giddy about it.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I was with you.
I know. We could shop till we drop.
But Skyping is the next best thing, you know? Oprah says so as well.
I can't believe it.
It's
amazing that we're doing this podcast and I'm half a country away.
I know. It's really amazing. And see, when I talk to people who are actually in Europe and other places, it's always just so amazing that we have the technology now that we can just almost be there even when we're not. So it's fantastic. Hey, I'm going to take a really quick break. Mitchell's just going to have a little sip of his latte or cappuccino or his coffee there in Boston.
Fantastic.
And I am going to tell you what's going on in the news. As I said, there is so much a-brewing. And also what's going on in the theater scene. Very popular shows just announcing a huge extension here in the Chicagoland area. And you need to see this show. And also Richard Knight Jr., you know that Steven Rader and I took you to our One Singular Sensation show on A Chorus Line, and now the documentary of how this new cast, this new Broadway revival came about. Every little step, Richard Knight Jr. has the review all on the Queer Cast today. Based on the true story of two Arabic boys accused of homosexual sins, their tragic and moving story comes to life in Haram Iran, a heart-wrenching story exposing the travesty of Iran's legal system. Playing at the Center on Halsted, 3656 North Halsted, for one weekend only, May 22nd through 24th. Tickets to Haram Iran, written by J. Paul Darantani and directed by David Zack, are only $20, and all profits are donated to the Center on Halsted and the Anti-Violence Project. For tickets, visit haramiran.com for tickets. That's HARAMIRAN.com. Warning, there is nudity, violence, and strong political content in this show.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News. In Ohio, Cleveland officials warmly greeted same-sex couples arriving at City Hall to take part in a new domestic partner registry. A rally on the steps of City Hall included six council members with openly gay member Joe Santiago.
In Florida, Deerfield Beach residents Victor Gonzalez, age 21, and Pargu Leandro, age 25, have been arrested in connection with the brutal beatings of gay individuals David Villanova, age 27, and Craig Cohen, age 47. The attack left Cohen on life support and Villanova with serious head injuries. Gonzalez and Leandro face charges of battery, robbery, and attempted murder. If Cohen dies, the suspects could face an additional charge of murder.
Legislators voted in favor of same-sex marriage in New Hampshire and Maine, leaving Rhode Island as the only other New England state without a measure in favor of the issue. Maine Governor John Baldacci signed a bill legalizing same-sex marriage less than an hour after the legislature approved it. It was not clear if Democratic New Hampshire Governor John Lynch would sign the bill. He has said he did not see the need for such a measure because the state already recognizes civil unions.
A pro-GLBT organization called Equal Rep has been lobbying President Obama to appoint lesbian Kathleen M. Sullivan as the newest United States Supreme Court Justice after David Souter retires in June. Sullivan, a former Stanford Law School dean who was named by the National Law Journal as one of the 100 most influential lawyers in America, has appeared on lists of candidates in the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal.
Infection with anal HPV, a virus that can cause anal and cervical cancers, is associated with a higher risk of new HIV infection in previously HIV-negative men who have sex with men. The study of 1,400 participants was part of the Explore trial, a large clinical trial to test the efficacy of a behavioral intervention for HIV-negative MSMs in Boston, Denver, New York, and San Francisco.
Many Latinos support same-sex marriage, says a New York Latino Research and Resources Network survey. More than 1,200 Latinos in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island revealed that half of the Latinos in those states supported gay marriage or civil unions, although only 18% identified as liberals.
In Georgia, police have deemed a fire that took the lives of lesbian couple Naumbia German and Kiona Lively as suspicious. The couple were wed in 2007 in Toronto. A third woman who lived at the residence, identified as the mother of one of the victims, was found unharmed at a local motel. She is not a suspect.
In Vermont, the RU12 Community Care Center, a gay facility in Burlington, was vandalized. The center hung a banner to celebrate the passage of the state's same-sex marriage bill. Someone later spray-painted a slur on the banner's bottom. They plan to hang another banner.
And in world news, in Greece, the mayor of Tilos allowed the marriages of two same-sex couples to take place last year, but a prosecutor of nearby island Rhodes, which has jurisdiction over Tilos, annulled the ceremonies. The couples plan to take their cases to the European Court of Justice.
The pro-GLBT Christian network Changing Attitude Ireland plans to hold special church services in Cork, Belfast, and Dublin to mark the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia on Sunday, May 17th.
The Spanish government has paid Antoni Ruiz, a gay man who spent more than 3 months in jail during the right-wing Franco dictatorship, approximately $5,400 in compensation in the first ever such development. Ruiz has said that he was raped and psychologically tortured by both the guards and the prison doctor during his time in jail.
In Romania, Accept and the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission have expressed their opposition with a proposed amendment to that country's civil code that would ban gay and lesbian couples from adopting children.
In Russia, gay rights activists have vowed to hold a pride march in Moscow on May 16th. Moscow City Hall has repeatedly denied permission for pride demonstrations in recent years, and violence has marred attempts to hold such marches in spite of the ban.
Israel is recruiting the gay community in its public relations effort to discredit Iran. The new campaign, overseen by the foreign ministry, aims to appeal to people who are concerned with Iran's human rights abuses and mistreatment of minorities, which includes the gay and lesbian community.
And in entertainment news, David Ogden Steers, best known as aristocratic Charles Emerson Winchester III on the TV show MASH, has officially come out of the closet. The Emmy-nominated actor, 66 years old, told GossipBoy.com, "I am gay. Very proud to be so." He added that he kept it a secret for many years because he thought coming out would harm his career.
There is speculation that On Again, Off Again couple Lindsay Lohan and DJ Samantha Ronson is on again. Lohan spent May 5th with Ronson at her Los Angeles home, and after the actress revealed that she was still in touch and friends with Ronson.
Singer slash actress Hilary Duff is slated to film public service announcements and light the Empire State Building red to commemorate AIDS Walk New York. Duff will also co-host the walk's opening ceremony in Central Park on May 17th and walk with her team the morning of the event.
Marie Osmond said that her daughter Jessica is a lesbian. "That's not a sensitive topic. I love my daughter," said Osmond with a laugh. Marie Osmond also spoke about her views on marriage equality. "You know, on those types of things, I'm very supportive. When it comes to marriage, I think that civil rights need to be for all," said Marie Osmond, who is Mormon. Mormons do not condone homosexuality.
From the producer of Absolutely Fabulous comes Beautiful People, a six-episode, half-hour comedy series on Logo about Simon, a 13-year-old surrounded by dreams of hitting the big time and all the beautiful people that go with it. However, he can't open a fridge door without belting out a show tune. Beautiful People premieres May 26th on the Logo Network.
And actress, talk show host Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi have topped a new poll that asked U.S. mothers which celebrities would they feel most comfortable leaving their kids with. Taking 31% of the vote was Ellen and Portia. Jennifer Aniston received 22% of the vote, beating out Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, who got 18% of the vote.
And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Sony Pictures Classics proudly presents Every Little Step, a new film by James D. Stern and Adam Del Dio about the glorious journey of A Chorus Line from its beginnings. Peter Travers of Rolling Stone raves, "Every Little Step is a thrilling dazzler. Don't even think of missing it." While Joe Morgenstern from the Wall Street Journal cheers, "A large, heart-stopping triumph. How long has it been since a movie left you speechless?" Every Little Step opens in Chicago Friday, May 15th.
Night Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. Every Little Step, the riveting documentary that tracks the audition process for the 2006 revival of A Chorus Line, the landmark 1975 Broadway musical centered on, yes, auditioning for a Broadway musical, lives up to the famous lyric phrase, "singular sensation," taken from its show-stopping finale one. It's a singular sensation, all right, and the movie that A Chorus Line fans, yours truly included, will quickly tell you has been too long in getting here. My excitement over co-director Adam Del Dio and James D. Stern's terrifically entertaining documentary, I admit, stems in part from my somewhat historical appreciation of the show itself, dating back to my college years. I just dated myself when I said that. And for those that have not a drop of show tune blood coursing through their veins, well, you poor things, I pity you, and promise to lend you my Sondheim cast albums, but fear not. Even without a musical theater pedigree, you'll find Every Little Step a fascinating, gripping roller coaster. That's because the movie, in following around a group of dancers hoping to get cast in one of the 19 roles available in the 2006 revival, serves as a sort of big screen version of a reality TV show, with all the root for this one, this, that one aspects intact that any fan of Project Runway, Dancing with the Stars ad nauseum could hope for. The historical overview of the show that frames the reality contest to the movie is just as compelling, and with the addition of rare audio and never-before-publicly-seen video snippets from the original show, are worth the price of admission alone for dedicated A Chorus Line fans. While the drama inherent in the reality show approach of the filmmakers makes Every Little Step mainstream audience-friendly, which is a great thing. It might even help a few more closeted show tune queens out there, you know who you are, step out and publicly acknowledge their love of musicals. We are Legion. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
At long last, Mary Poppins, the world's most famous nanny, has arrived. And all Chicago is feeling the magic.
It was just hopeful and bright, and there was wonderful spectacle. It was just really uplifting.
I loved the sets and the costumes, everything about it, bright and colorful and magical.
It's so good. It's so enjoyable.
It's just a great story. It's an unbelievable adventure. It's just a lot of fun.
I think that I've gotten to a point in my life where there's not a lot of magic. And it's really great to be able to see something that, you know, takes you to a place that's magical.
Put a little magic in your life with a musical that soars high above the rest. Mary Poppins, live on stage at the Cadillac Palace Theater. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com today.
You're going to go in feeling great and leave feeling even better.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 11th, 2009, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Heart-pounding attraction, all-night conversation, Love Person, now on stage at Victory Gardens Theater, captures the giddiness of new love affairs, says American Theater Magazine. Love Person introduces us to two couples, gay and straight, three cultures, and four languages in this love mystery performed in American Sign Language, Sanskrit, English, and projected email. Use the code FRESH for $5 off tickets. Order now at victorygardens.org.
Magic. Murder. Macbeth. Enter a Scotland racked by treachery and possessed by supernatural forces. A kingdom where loyalty is fatal, ambition is madness, and no motivation is pure. Babes with Blades brings all-female Shakespeare back to Chicago. Don't miss Macbeth, as you have never seen it before. Playing now through May 30th, visit babeswithblades.org.
Timeline Theater presents the Chicago premiere of Alan Bennett's Tony Award-winning drama, The History Boys. One of the smartest shows I've seen all season long, says the Wall Street Journal. And the Tribune raves, terrific, a triumphant revision Chicago style. A huge hit for Timeline. Don't miss The History Boys, now extended through August 2nd. Visit timelinetheater.com.
American Theater Company, in association with About Face Theater, presents Hedwig and the Angry Inch by John Cameron Mitchell and Stephen Trask, an award-winning rock musical about a young East German who gives up a little part of himself in order to escape communism for freedom in the U.S. Hedwig and the Angry Inch is extended now through May 31st at American Theater Company. Tickets at atcweb.org.
Million Dollar Quartet is a hit, raves the Chicago Tribune. On December 4th, 1956, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley played together for the first and only time. Relive that night with the new rock and roll musical Million Dollar Quartet. It's now extended at the Apollo Theater. Do not miss this show. For tickets to Million Dollar Quartet, visit Ticketmaster.com.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company presents Harold Pinter's mysterious masterpiece, Old Times, starring Nick Sands, Linda Gillum, and Jenny McKnight. Enter into a daring game of competing memories where everything is at risk. Old Times runs now through May 31st at the Greenhouse Theater Center, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets and information, visit remybumpo.org. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hey, this is Colton Ford, and you're being turned on by the Windy City Queercast.
Friday night, the time is right for me to appear, cause all my friends are gonna be here. You know we need some time together.
Mitchell, we have spoken since the passing of B. Arthur.
I was so sad about it. It's so funny because just the day earlier, Mm-hmm. I swear to God, just a day earlier, I couldn't stop imitating her.
Oh, no,
and,
really?
And making my cast members laugh. I just kept doing Bea Arthur bits all day. All day. There's this funny, my favorite funny moment on Golden Girls, there's a million, but my favorite funny moment on Golden Girls is she has told some story, and then Blanche turned it into some sex story. Mm-hmm. And so as Dorothy's leaving the kitchen, the famous kitchen, leaving the table full of cheesecake, Bea Arthur stands at the doorway, not looking at anyone, by the way, making no eye contact, and she says, "You've taken something beautiful and made it sick and dirty. Beats, thank you." So I just can't, every time I go to a doorway, I can't stop doing that bit. She was the best, so funny. Alex and I, Alex Billings and I, were remembering when she showed up at Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's told that story. Have you heard that story?
She has. And Stephen Rader actually told it. We did a show on the passing of Bea Arthur, and he told the whole story, which I had never heard. I couldn't believe I'd never heard
it. Oh,
my God. But I had not.
I was there that night with Louise Lanson, because Alex had called and said, "Come see my show tonight." And I was like, "I love you. I've seen you a million times. I'm not getting out of bed." And she was like, "Come right now." And I was like, "Okay." And then she didn't want to tell me why. And that was why, because Bea Arthur was going to show up. It was so fun and so brilliant. And Alex's face, when Bea Arthur whispered that in her ear, made me laugh so hard.
I'm so drunk, I could fart.
The look on Alex's face was like, "I cannot wait to tell you what this woman just said to me." Brilliant. I know, so sad. And then Dom DeLuise passed as well.
I know. I had to Twitter about that as well. You know, it's they go in threes, so I don't know what's next.
I know. I actually have this weird feeling. I shouldn't say it. I shouldn't say it because I don't want to doom her. But I've realized that we have not heard hide nor hair of Miss Lena Horne lately.
Mm.
And I think maybe she's not doing well because she hasn't been on any public appearances or anything.
Yeah. I kept thinking it was going to be Farrah Fawcett, but, you know,
Farrah.
She's been struggling for so long. So I don't know, but we will obviously know about it when we do. And but the cover of Night Spots this week is just the picture of Bea Arthur, and it says, "Thank you for being a friend," and that's the entire cover of Night Spots. So if you're on the street, folks, pick it up, and you can also download it. And Mitchell, I'm saving you a copy because I thought you would want it.
Oh, thank you. You know what you have to save me a copy of, too, by the way?
Yes?
Is the Tony Awards, because I won't be home for the Tony Awards, and there's no way for me to watch it on the ship.
What
so
do you think
you
about
it and save...
What did you think about the nominations?
I'm psyched that at least I know that 9 to 5 has been getting crap reviews, but I'm glad that Dolly got a nod for writing the score.
Don't you know that they just had to give her a nomination just so she could be on the awards? I mean, come on. I'm sure she's great,
yeah,
too, but you don't want Dolly Parton not at the gayest award shows on television.
I mean, it's about friggin' time. And then how about they're going to do a tribute to Jerry Herman because he's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela Lansbury is going to be there.
Yep.
Because she's nominated. So hopefully she'll say something about Bea. And, you know, maybe she'll do a little something for Mame.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So will you TiVo it for me?
I will for sure. And we'll just replay it and have our own little Tony night when you come back.
Please, because I love it. The Tony's my absolute favorite. And it's just, I've been trying to figure out if there's any way for me to get it. The only thing is that there's this Hulu. Do you know what this is?
Yes.
I mean, maybe everybody else knows about it, but I don't know it. I'm wondering if maybe they're going to, if I'll be able to get it on Hulu, and then I can watch it sometime when I'm in port and I get internet.
Yeah, I think you can. I think most, and I think they are going to be live streaming at the Tony Awards website.
Oh, really? That might be, it depends on where I am, because internet on the ship is very expensive.
Oh, there you go.
It's like ridiculously expensive. So I try not to get on the internet too much while I'm actually on the ship. I like to wait till I get off and find some free Wi-Fi at some fabulous cafe somewhere.
Yep. Well, you could always maybe if you all really want to see it together, maybe a few of you could pitch the expensive bill and have a night out on the town,
right,
and
exactly,
watch it over each other's shoulder, so to speak.
Hey, I just read online that Pat Robertson said that gay marriage will lead to bestiality and pedophilia.
That who did?
Pat Robertson. Isn't he the sweetest?
Aw, Pat.
He's such a cuddly, delightful little bug, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not it's not a new line. I mean, give us a new line, Pat.
Give me something new. Can I just say that he's a douche?
I'm telling you, it is end times for these people. These people are freaking out.
Well,
they're freaking out.
I'm glad they are. They should freak out. You know, it happens all the time. People freak out. And if anything gets destroyed, it's because they're holding on to something so hard that they're just going to destroy it. Like, just let progress happen. I'm so sick. You know, it's funny. I don't know, being surrounded, you work on the ship with people from all over the world, from different backgrounds, and I literally just had a conversation with my room steward, who's a very sweet man, and he takes very good care of me, and he's delightful, and I'm not dissing him, but he's from India, and he asked if I was married, and I said, no, I'm not married, and I said, it's not really federally legal in my country for me to get married, and he didn't understand, and I said, it's because I'm gay, and then he finally understood, and he said, oh, we don't have that in India, and I thought he meant gay marriage. I said, no, of course you don't. He said, no, we don't have gays in India. I'm not kidding you.
No, I know. It's like what the guy from Iran said.
I know. And I just looked at him, and he's very young. He's probably like 23 years old. And I said, sweetie, yes, you do. I said, but people are too afraid to come out about it. But trust me, we are every single place you go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know.
It's just so interesting.
It's true. Marie Osmond, you know. Spoke out about her lesbian daughter. And,
if
an Osmond can have a gay, then anybody can have a gay.
Right, and there was a little confusion about what her stance on it was. But then she sort of came out and said that she supports people being in love. And so, I'm down. At first I was like, Marie, don't disappoint me now. But Marie came out on the right side, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the fact that she's saying she has a gay daughter is good. And
Exactly.
And I think it's always interesting that the Newt Gingriches and I don't know that all these different people, have gay people in their family. The most conservatives, what's his name? Who ran against? I'm so drawing a blank. Who ran against Barack Obama for the Senate race here?
Alan Keyes.
Alan Keyes. You know, it's like
he's like the worst. He's the worst.
It's truly, I think, God making these people have to face their deepest, darkest fear.
I know. Talk about it. Like, if there is a God, man, that's the retribution. That's God going, hey, step back.
Yeah.
Pay attention. You know, but they're not paying attention. They're not paying attention. Alexander Haig, remember from when Reagan was shot, the one who announced that he was in charge, even though he wasn't?
Uh-huh.
His daughter's a lesbian. I know because he married my cousin. The daughter married my cousin.
You're kidding.
No, this was many, many moons ago. I mean, back then there was no legalized marriage, but they had a commitment story many, many years ago. And Alexander Haig just did not deal with it at all.
Oh,
at all.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I'm with Alex on this. She's like, she can't, I can get really upset about all these conservatives and all the crazy, horrible things they say about us. And yet, Alex is like, Just give them, just let them alone, and they will eventually suck somebody's dick in a bathroom, or they will eventually have you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something will happen, and which they'll have to deal with the fact that they've been such horrible, hating hypocrites. Right?
Yeah.
And so, you just got to let them have it. Let them have it, let them stew in it, because it will come back to bite them in the ass. And the older I get, the more I'm realizing that Alex is right, and then I don't have to get so upset about it, because you know what? They'll get it. They'll get it eventually. It'll come home.
Yeah. Well, it will. And I think I think it's the way that we rub smooth some of these abrasive people. I'm really glad that they have these gay family members, because I think that does create change. Even if chronically their mouth can't say it, it does something. It disallows them to shove it in the closet. And that's been the best thing of the past decade for our community. And, I remember when I started doing gay radio and, it was all about just having your voice come out, National Coming Out Day, like being out. And I used to always say, and back then, I don't know if it was just kind of like a t-shirt line, but I used to say, it's the most radical thing you can do. But it is true. Yep. It is true. The more times you come out to an Indian steward on your ship, the more times we tell somebody that we're gay, the more time we talk about our stories, the more our stories are on Oprah when we're talking about bullying, or are on the news when, you know, Marie Osmond's talking about her daughter. It creates a chain effect of change. It can't help but do that.
Let me tell you an interesting story. We hang out a lot with the passengers because they see our shows and then they want to hang out. And that's part of our job, you know, and it's fun. We meet all these interesting people. And you know me, I have this weird ability to attract adorable little old ladies and really cute straight teenage boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's my demographic. They just love me. I don't know why. It just always happens. So on the last cruise, there were these three boys, 19 years old, and they were on their last hurrah. They were with one of their dads, who was a cop from Seattle. Really great guy, and he took the three boys on this cruise. It was like a last hurrah because the three of them were joining the Navy. And they were really cool boys, and they were really fun, and they just wanted to chat, and they just were adorable, you know, just adorable kids. And so we were talking about it and why they wanted to join the Navy and all those things. And I said, let me ask you about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Let me ask you what you think about gays in the military. I said, what do you think about suddenly you're going to join the military, and you're going to be on some ship in some tiny little bunk, and there's going to be a gay guy who's in the bunk right next to you. And all three of these dudes, these young dudes from, like, Seattle, Washington, and these were dudes, I'm telling you right now, these were, like, frat boy-like dudes. They were like, we don't care. Who cares?
Hmm.
And it's so interesting that it's not these young people. I really don't think, if you were to ask most people, they don't care. It's these alta caca, sorry for the Yiddish, these alt-caca, old fat men who are just so freaked out by the whole idea of it that they've just decided that it's a bad idea and it's bad for morale. And I just talked to three young 19-year-old boys who are about to embark on their military career, and they couldn't give a shit.
Hmm.
Is that interesting?
Mm-hmm. I think it's really changing. It's really changing.
Not a gay cruise. I just asked them because we had started chatting, and they were pretty open, and I just was like, I'm going to ask you this question. And I was so impressed without blinking, that they were like, we so don't care. So don't care. They're like, what does it matter? What does it matter who you fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, do you do the job well? Are you cool to hang out with? You got my back if something goes wrong? That was what they were concerned about.
Interesting.
So interesting. I was so, it gave me such hope, you know, it gives me such hope for the future.
Well, and I think, you know, hey, that was what Obama was all about. And I really think as we look at now, it's been a little past the 100 days, but as we look at it, I almost feel like on the back side of this 100 days, things are finally starting to gain momentum. You know, he kind of, in my estimation, didn't do what maybe a Clinton did, which was come in and like bing, bang, boom, like really start doing stuff day one. I think he built an infrastructure in these first 100 days. And I feel like now we are seeing this surge of everything from the Matthew Shepard hate crimes legislation, which will, you know, which is, you know, had huge momentum and encouragement from Obama to, you know, for the Senate to pass this thing, get it done. What's happening just on a state-to-state level with gay marriage and the conversation of Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
Can I say that it's happening mostly in New England? Can I take that?
You will totally laugh, Mitchell. I was at Gay Idol at Mary's Attic. Of course, I'd had a cocktail last week, and so I was saying things a little more loose-lipped. But
I
was
love
the
when
day.
Amy gets tipsy.
It is. It's very fun. Cynthia loves it, too. But it was very funny because it was the day that Iowa had approved gay marriage and or gay marriage, you know, was starting in Iowa. And you know, it was so funny that I said, you know, New Hampshire and Maine are next, which of course now Maine is well on its way. And I said, you know, Maine, New Hampshire's next and New York as well, probably. D.C. has a vote up. You know, this is what I was talking about. And I said, you know, how come that this phallic tip of the U.S., the New England, the North, Great Northeast, you know, is totally fine with the gay marriage, and the phallic state of California, like these two long cylindrical shaped areas.
I actually have a theory about New England, because Rhode Island is actually going to probably pass it next year as well. I have a theory about why New England, and it has to do with the same reason why Vermont pass civil unions first, because, you know, New England being the sort of the birthplace of our country, right, the birthplace mm-hmm. of freedom, the birthplace of get government out of my personal life, you know, that all that sort of stuff, they're still very much a part of New Englanders. While they may still be conservative to a certain extent, and they're not necessarily down with the queers, they don't want anyone, like the government, to tell them what they can do or not do.
Hmm.
And I think that's partly why New England is sort of at the forefront of this, because there's still a sense in New England of stay out of my business. And so if you ask most New Englanders, do they, you know, are they comfortable with it? Probably not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask them if they think, you know, that gay people should have rights,
mm-hmm.
then they're like, yes, of course. And I think that it has to do with the sort of the ethos of this part of the country,
hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a while, as we know, to trickle into the middle of our country.
Yeah.
And some people call it the cultural elite, and, you know, that's that catchphrase for, like, you know, Eastern snob, whatever. But I really think that it has to do with this sort of the ethos of this part of the world and the fact that it's the whole don't tread on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the sort of motto of New England, don't tread on me. Give me liberty or give me death.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's still a part of New Englanders that believe in that. So I'm proud of my people.
You should be, and proud of Iowa, too, like the only little state here in the middle of it all, you know. And
I know,
so,
fantastic.
As says Iowa, says the nation, was kind of the cry during the night that Obama won Iowa, and that was the real
turn. Oh, my God, you're right.
That was the real turn
right.
for his whole campaign. And, you know, so who knows what is... I mean, Mitchell, if we talk again in a few weeks, who knows how much will have changed with this story? It's happening so fast.
Now we just have to find someone for me to marry.
Say what?
Anyone who's listening who wants to marry, someone for me to marry, anyone who's listening who wants to marry me, can please... my friend Sarah just raised her hand. anyone who wants to marry me, please send in a little note. I will use Amy's Windy City Queercast as my own personal dating service.
There you go.
And I'm open for marriage.
Yeah, just you can just email us.
People.
Email us at podcast@windycitymediagroup.com. And if you can meet Mitchell up in the New England states, I'm sure he'll dock boat side. That will be very romantic. And
yes, seriously, anyone in Boston, I'd love to have coffee next Friday. I'm here every Friday until July 17th.
Isn't that crazy? And then you'll be back here
crazy.
In Chicago.
I'm so excited. I mean, I'm loving it. I'm having the best time. You know, I tend to enjoy my life. I'm very
yep.
blessed in that way.
Yep.
Adventures happen to me, and I don't know exactly what I've done to deserve them, but I hope I keep doing it. And I'm having the best time, but I must tell you that I miss our home. I just miss Chicago, and it's so beautiful. Although it is tempered a little bit today by how unbelievably glorious it is here in Boston.
I imagine. Well, let me tease you a little bit with what I'll be doing in the next week. Tomorrow night we have an event at SOFO on Thursday, May 14th. We will be at SOFO for Windy City Gay Idol. That's right, folks. We've never been to SOFO. And even though Tees is the girls' bar and SOFO is kind of the boys' bar, they're only a block apart. So I hope all you girls and guys will come on out and see us at SOFO for a really great Idol event. There are only two more preliminary events, SOFO and Atmosphere. Then we're at Roscoe's for the big wild card night, where only 10 people can sign up. The other 10
Roscoe's.
Are invitations. Yeah, we're barreling in. And want to let you know, on next week's show, Stephen Rader and I are going to go see Legally Blonde, and I am sitting down with the two girls who were the second and third runner-ups of The Search for Elle Woods. Rhiannon and Lauren will be on the Queercast. I'm so super, super excited about that. I can't believe
it. So fun. Oh, my God, you guys. It'll be so fun.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys. I can't wait.
That's so brilliant.
So, and then we'll hopefully talk to Mitchell again in May
so.
Or early June. As we are zipping into IML Memorial Day and zipping into Gay Pride. It is around the corner, gays. Let me tell you, start getting
your pride body. I will miss both of those, but I'll be back for Market Days, which I'm excited about.
There you go. Well, we will have some fun then, Market Days. We just need to pencil that whole weekend. It's really early this year. It's like the 1st and 2nd of August. It's
Perfect.
Really super
Perfect.
Early.
Because I'm not going on my... I'm taking a little... When I get home, I'm going to be home for a while, and then I'm going to go to Rhode Island for a couple of weeks like I did last year.
Yep.
And but not until the middle of August.
Yeah. So we'll totally have market days together. And we'll grab Steven Rader because, you know.
Yes.
He's kind of like me and your sister. Like, I never see you and Steven Rader in the same room ever. So.
I know. Maybe Steven Rader will write in and want to marry me.
Maybe Steven Rader will write in and want to marry you. Ooh.
I hope
that's
so. Going
to be the title of the show.
Will Steven Rader ask Mitchell Fain to marry him?
Steven marry Mitchell? question mark, exclamation point.
Oh, my God, it's like a soap opera. We could do a continuing serial.
Yep.
Like Luke and Noah.
It's like Ellen wanting to be on the cover of Oprah. I just really want to see Steven and Mitchell get married. Would make me very
I'm
happy.
I'm loving it.
Very fun. Mitchell, enjoy your day in Boston. Go pack your car and have it yad.
I'm so close to have a yad right now.
Yeah.
So close.
So close to have a yad. And have some nice seafood for me.
Oh, I'm going to. That's what we're going to have for dinner.
I mean the kind you like, not the kind I like.
No, I'm gonna have like a steamed lobster and a bucket of steamed clams, and I'm gonna eat every single damn one of them.
Oh.
Anybody who's ever been to New England knows the difference between when you go out of New England and you get clams or mussels is not the same thing as getting steamed clams when you're right by the ocean. It's different and it's the best.
Oh, well, I wish I was with you, but I appreciate you Skyping in with us. Mitchell Fain, don't forget, if you want to marry Mitchell, just email us at podcast@windycitymediagroup.com. Mitchell, I love you.
I love you too, Amy.
We'll see you soon. We'll talk to you even sooner, I'm sure.
Fantastic.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.